Okay, so if you look at the Mishnah, the Nalpam Vez, we'll do the first two lines of the Mishnah, and then we got to go to the Gemara. I got to go a little quickly, because a lot of difficult Gemara will take time to get to the difficult Gemara. So, Elu Devarim Shebein Beit Shammai Vein Beit Hillel B'Suda. The Talmud Mishnah says the following are points of dispute between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai when it comes to eating a meal. And the Mishnah then lists six machlokot between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. We'll just do the first machloket, and then we'll switch over. Okay. So it says, Beit Shammai Omrim, Mivarech al Yom, Acharkach Mivarech al Yayin. Beit Shammai says that on a Friday night, one first makes the bracha for the Yom. In other words, you use the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, the one that we say second. You'd say that first. Mivarech al Yom, Acharkach Mivarech al Yayin. Then you make the bracha Borei Priya Gafin. Uvet Hillel Omrim, Mivarech al Yayin, Acharkach Mivarech al Yom. Whereas Beit Hillel says, first you make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on the yom. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Okay, let's switch down to the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learn the Braisa, Devarim Shemim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Beit Suda. The following points are a dispute, welcome mayor, between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai and the Suda. Beit Shammai Omrim, Mevarech al Yom, Acharkach Mevarech al Yayin. Beit Shammai says, the first one recites the bracha on the yom, make the bracha, you know, Shek Chano, Mesav Betzivano, you know, whatever, with the, whatever, Shek Chano, Mesav, Baratzavanu, he says, and then on the Yayin. Shayom Gorim Liyayin Shevo. So Rashi, so Beit Shammai gives two reasons. The Yom is Gorim Liyayin Shevo. In other words, but for the Yom, you wouldn't be making a bracha on the Yayin. In other words, the Ikar is the Yom. In other words, the Yom is causing me to make a bracha on the wine. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing. So the Yom is like the Koveya. He says, Ukvar Kiddush Yom Badayin Yayin Loba. In addition to which, that, in other words, the sequence of events is first the day's Mekadesh, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, or become Shabbos. And then I bring out the wine. So that's the way. So two reasons for Beit Shammai why I should make the bracha. Whereas six lines from the bottom on Nunal up on my base. No, okay, please. Just I'll go. So we have two reasons for Beit Shammai why we make a bracha on the yom and then a bracha on the yayin. First, we said the yom is going on the yayin shiavo. The yom is causes the wine to come. And second, kiddush yom adayin yayin laba. Now Beit Hillel omrim mevarach al yayin acharkach mevarach al yom. The Hillel says you make a bracha on the wine and you make a bracha on the yom, which is the way we're used to. Yayin gorim l'kedushah te'amer. In other words, but for the wine, I couldn't recite Kiddush. I couldn't make the bracha on the Kiddush Yom. So the wine is a sign of kwanon, like it's a prerequisite to make Kiddush. I don't know why, no Kiddush. I could make the hamotzi, right. But in other words, they're all substitutes for the wine. In other words, the hamotzi is a substitute for the wine. In other words, that bracha is the prerequisites. That's it. Devar acher, then Beis Hillel gives another reason. Birkat Yayin Tadira, Birkat Yom Eina Tadira. So Birkat Yayin is much more Tadir. One recites that more often during the week. And Birkat Yom is not so Tadir. You just say it once every Friday night. Tadir, Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. So Chazal teach us, and Rashi brings down the source for this from Masechet Zvachim. It says, Mubadu Lada Boker, Shir Lada Tamin Tasur Eila. In other words, you'll bring the Korban for the day besides the Olad HaTamid. So the Olad HaTamid comes first, and that means Tadir Mishnah, Tadir Kodam. And then the Braisa says, Valach follows Beit Hillel, which is what we're used to, the Birchat HaYayin, and then the Birchat HaYom. So, and I'll pause another 20 lines. Okay, please bear me. We have to go a little quickly today because we have a lot of difficult Gemaras coming up. So he says, My Davar Acher. Why does the Tana say Davar Acher? We give one reason for Beit Hillel, and we give another reason for Beit Hillel. He says, V'chi Tema, Hatam Tarti V'Hachachara. Maybe you'll say, look, Beit Shammai has two reasons. And here you have only one reason so far before the Davar Acher. We said that the wine is a sign of Kwanan for the Yom. Hachanami Tarti Ninu. Here also, on Beit Hillel, we also have two reasons. Birkat Ayin Tadira, Birkat Yom Eina Tadira, Tadir Shino Tadira, Tadir Kodem. Okay, welcome. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. Welcome back, Michael. Okay, now, Bahalacha Kedibri Beit Hillel. Then the Braisa says, Halacha follows Beit Hillel. So the Gemara says Pshita, obvious. Why? The Nafa Bat Kol. There was a Bat Kol. Chazal teach us in the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel Beis. It says Shoshanim Mechza Nechelku Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. For 3.5 years, they had a machloket with each other. So they said the Halacha is like us. They said the Halacha is like us. And after that period of time, a Bat Kol, a heavenly voice came out and said Elu Ve'Elu Dibrei Kilm Chayim. The both the words of the living God, but Halacha Kedibrei Beit Hillel. So why does the Tana have to say Halacha Beit Hillel? I already heard the Bat Kol says Beit Hillel. So what's going on with that? We're on the bottom line on the knob on the base. So he says, Ibai Dei Makon Bat Kol. I could say this price was taught before the Bat Kol came out. So since it was formulated before then, so then that's why he says halacha beit hillel. V'ibay deim ala achar bat kol, or I also like to say it was formulated after the bat kol. Top line on Bezim and Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua hi. But this brisa follows the shita of the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar imashkichim bat kol. So there's a famous incident in the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Tet Tana Shalach Nai, where Reb Lezer has a machloket with all the chachamim, and Reb Lezer says, if the lach is like me, you know, let the wall prove it, let the Amar Abayim prove it, let the Charuv prove it, and the Yifsing proves it, and so we can't bring proof from those things. So he says, if the lach is like me, let Bat Kol come and say something. So the Bat Kol, heavenly voice, says, the lach is like Reb Lezer. So Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says, we don't pay attention to a Bat Kol. It's Loba Shemaim Hi. So he says, so it could be this Tana follows like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. I don't care if this is Bat Kol. He says, Rabbi Yeshua Hi, the Amar Imashkicha Bat Kol. Okay, now, the second line on the Bezim and Aleph. V'savri Beit Shammai, the Birkat Yom Adifa. You mean Beit Shammai holds that Birkat Yom Adifa, that the bracha on the day is more important, has primacy. In other words, we're talking about Friday night. You make the bracha on the Yom in Mekadosh Shabbos. So he says V'hatani, we learn in the Brisa, and the Gemara is going to reduce the proof that this Brisa is like Beit Shammai. V'hatani, Nichnas the Beito B'motzei Shabbat. If a person walks into his house on a Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, V'varech Al Yayin, he recites the bracha on the wine. V'alamor v'ala b'samim, on the light and the b'samim. We do b'samim first, but he says the ma'or and b'samim, and we'll come out to that l'shita Beit Shammai. V'achar kach omer havdala. Then he recites havdala. V'me'eno ela kosachad, and if he only has one cup of wine to his name, so he uses up that cup, he can't use it again, because that's the only cup he's got of wine. Manicho lachar mazon, he'll leave the cup, he won't make Abdallah, he'll eat the meal he normally can't eat before he makes Abdallah, but in this case, he'll, since there was one cup of wine, that's what he's going to do. Manicho lachar mazon, v'mishashlam kulin la'achrab, and then he'll arrange all the brachot after the benching, he'll bench, make the burpee agafen on the birchas mazon, do the havdallah, and that's it. Now, the point is, though, here, when it comes to Havdalah, so the Birkat HaYom is the Havdalah. In other words, going into Friday night, the Birkat HaYom is the Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's the Bracha of the day. On Motzei Shabbos, the Birkat HaYom is the Havdalah. So Beit Shammai, we would normally expect them, if that's what they hold, that the Birkat HaYom has primacy, expect that Bracha be first before the Birkat HaYayin. Instead, they have Birkat HaYayin before Birkat HaYom. So that's the thing we're having difficulty with. So he says, so Bahami Mai to Beit Shammai hi, Dilma Beit Hillel hi. How do you know that price is like Beit Shammai? Maybe it's really Beit Hillel, then our problems are solved. So the Gemara says, Lo Saka Daitach. I wouldn't think that Brisa goes like Beit Hillel, De Katani Ma'or Bacharkach Besamim, because the Brisa says that you make the Brach on the Ma'or, Borei Morei Ha'esh, and then you make the Brach on the Besamim. Uman Shamat Lei De Itlei Ha'i Sfarah. Who's the Shita that holds that we make the Bracha on the camel first and then the Besamim? Beit Shammai is the one who holds that. De Tani, because we learn in the Brisa, and this will have on Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel lamazon shebechila v'yal Abdallah shebesof. When it comes to, again, when the setup a setup like we're just talking about, you only have one cup of wine, so Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree that you'll first do benching, and the Havdalah will be the last bracha you'll make. Amar nechlu kuol amar Rabbi Yehuda b'samim. They do have a machloket about the order of the lights, the morim oreish, and the b'samim. And then the bracha adds on Beit Shammai amrim ma'or b'charkach b'samim. Beit Shammai holds you make the bracha on the camel first. Beit Hillel amrim b'samim b'charkach ma'or, and Beit Hillel says the other way. So Mamela, so this brisa we think must be like Beit Shammai, because it has the nair and then it has the Basamim. And yet it also has the Birkat HaGefen before Havdalah. So we don't understand what is Beit Shammai Shita. We thought that Beit Shammai holds that the Birkat HaYom is Adifa. And clearly, you know, in the Mishnah that was the way it seemed to be, but here it doesn't seem to work that way with Havdalah. So then the Gemara says, we might debate Shammai hi, but leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. They'll debate Hillel hi, but leave it to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is going to explain that there's two versions about what of the machlok between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, we're going to have on Amud Beis, and we just had a snippet of it above, a few lines above. But Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah is reflected in our Mishnah. This Rabbi Meir's version of the machloket. Mm-hmm. He says, so maybe. This brisa reflects Beit Hillel according to Rabbi Meir. Maybe this is like a scenario like that. So the Gemara says, "Lo saka daitach." That doesn't go. The katani hachaba nitin, because we learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain that the machloket in the shita that's expressed in our Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir. Beit Shammai amrim ner umazon b'samim v'havdala. Beit Shammai says, again, we're talking about a situation where you're going to have one cup of wine and join it with benching on a Motzei Shabbos. So in the Mishnah it says, the Beit Shammai says, Ner umazon besamim v'havdala. You make the brach on the Ner, the brach, then you bench, make the brach on the besamim v'havdala. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us where you're going to make the bracha on the wine.
And
the,
is mazon wine?
No, mazon is the birchas hamazon. You're having a meal after Shabbos is over. No. It means like this. Remember, we saw in the Bryce above, he only had one cup of wine. That's right. All he has. And he doesn't anticipate he's ever going to have any more wine.
Okay.
This is his wine. This is it. So, but he also needs to bench with a cup of wine. He wants to bench with a cup of wine. You had that in yesterday's daf.
Yes.
It's a kosher bracha. So both the Bryce above and the Mishnah we just quoted are providing a way that he can use the same cup for benching and use it for Havdalah. That's what we think is taking place. But the Mishnah says, though, that he's going to make Ner Umazon, he's going to make the bracha on the Ner, the candle, then he'll bench, he'll make the bracha on the Basamim, then break on bracha on the, and then the bracha of Havdalah. He says, Behilomim, Ner Ubisamim, Mazon, Havdalah. In other words, Bahatam Braita Ktani Mainlo El Kosakama Nichol Farmazon Shashan Kulula Akrab. Meaning in the Braisa, in other words, we thought maybe it's giving us Rabbi Meir's version of the Machloket. Rabbi Meir's version of the Machloket is set forth in our Mishnah. But that doesn't make sense because in the Braisa, it's explaining that the first thing you're doing is you're benching. Now you're benching front and center, you're benching. In Remeir's version, you're not benching front and center. You're saying the bracha or two before the benching. So it's nothing to do with Remeir. So Shmamina debate Shama Hiva Leva Rabbi Huda. So at the end of the day, this Braisa above, which we read it a few minutes ago, is must be the Shita Beit Shammai because it has Ner and Basamim, and notwithstanding that, it's following Rabbi Huda's Shita Beit Shammai, and nevertheless, Beit Shammai is saying, I'm going to make a bracha on the Geffen before I make a bracha on the Yom, the Havdalah, and in the Armishna it's the other way around. So Mikoma Kom Kasha. So the Gemara says, Kesabri Beit Shammai, Shani Yuli Yoma Mia Puke Yoma. So Beit Shammai holds is a difference, another factor. There's a difference when you're welcoming in the Sabbath and you're saying goodbye to it. You're welcoming the Shabbos, saying goodbye to it. He says, Yuli Yoma, come into Mekadmin Le Adif. When you're coming to be welcome the Shabbos, the earlier you could do it, the better it is, according to Beit Shammai. In other words, like Baruch Haba, like the Shabbos is coming. So if I can get that in right away, that's so much better. He says, Apuke Yoma, when it comes to saying goodbye to the Shabbos, so the more you delay it, it's better. So in Achinami, Beit Shammai holds that when it comes to Friday night, I'll make the Birchas Yom
first.
And we gave reasons for it, but we're giving an additional reason. And we want to be mocked in the day. But when it comes to saying goodbye, there.
See it later.
So there we want to say. So it shouldn't be like a burden to us. Or in other words, when we say the bracha last thing, we don't want the Shabbos to leave us. Now, you know, Rav Simon, he likes to quote from the Zohar. It says, that all the blessings from above and below are to live on the Shabbos. So he says, so why would you want it? In other words, like the Shabbos is the generator of the brachot for all the week. The blessings are emanating from Shabbos. So why would I want to cut off the generator? In other words, that's it, you know, 3 seconds of Shabbos. This is all the brachot are talui in Shabbos. So you want to stick around and savor the Shabbos, is what he says. All right, let me pause. I did go a lot right now. All right, why don't we take some questions, comments, and thoughts on anything that was said. What do you got for me, Daniel?
So first of all, we are able to come and accept Shabbat before the Yom because we can be Makdim Shabbat.
Right.
So over there we said that one of the reasons that we're going to come is that the reason we're going to come is for Shabbat.
Are you a Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai?
Beit Shammai.
Okay, so Beit Shammai, they're the ones who say the Birchas Yom is first. Okay, so what did you want to have for me?
Sometimes the Yom is before the...
Of course, isn't
it?
We said we gave 2 reasons for Beit Hillel, right? He says one is Beit Hillel says that the wine is a prerequisite for the Kiddush. So therefore, in other words, so if I, like if I don't have the prerequisite, I can't say Kiddush. Mm-hmm. So I do the wine first, and Tadir Vishnu and Tadir Kodam. Those are the reasons the Beit Hillel gave. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I got.
Where's the bracha on wine according to Meir's opinion?
Yeah. So it's not clear in the Mishnah because the Mishnah doesn't mention any bracha on the yayin, and the Mefarshim have a machloket about where that bracha on the yayin would go. So what I saw, one opinion is the bracha on the yayin is the first thing. You know, before Nair. Another is, and that's the opinion Yeshua holds that way. Another opinion is that it's the first bracha after the benching.
First bracha after the benching before the summon.
Okay. Yeah.
And we also mentioned that we need to have the wine in order to do Kiddush on Shabbat. So what we do in Shmona Esre is not considered to be, it's not acceptable as far as a form of a Kiddush.
So again, so you know that it could be that it's a Kiddush on a Deraisa level, and that could be one way. But you need a cup of wine. In other words, either the simple way of learning is the cup of wine is a din derabanan, or remember the Gemara Psachim has a drasha, and some want to say that having a cup of wine is a chiv deraisa. But either way, like halach lemaisa for us, we need a cup of wine to recite Kiddush. Okay, I got to keep moving, right. And then let's go. So now we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Now the Gemara says v'sabri beit shamai. Birchot Amazon Tuna Kos. You mean the Beit Shammai holds that I need a cup of wine for benching? Again, you had this yesterday. It means a person, when he benches, should have a cup of wine in his hand when he benches. And the poskim, you know, have a whole shakabatari. Is it only when I have 10. A minion? Is it when I have three people, even one person? But apparently, from the Brisa that we did at the top of this Amud, you only had one cup of wine. So Beit Shammai say we got to put it all together, and we don't should bench without a cup of wine. So you'll eat the meal, you'll bench, you'll use the cup of wine for benching, and then you'll make havdalah on it. That's the way we're going. So the Gemara says, but we learn in our Mishnah, he says, if wine came to them after the meal, im ein shamel tokos, and all you have is one cup, so Beit Shammai omrim mevarech al yayin, v'achar kach mevarech al mazon. So Beit Shammai says that you make the bracha on the wine, and then afterwards you make a bracha on the birchas mazon. So in other words, wine is arriving. They would drink wine with the meals. So they get the wine after the meal. So we're trying to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to Beit Shammai, mevarech al yayin, you'll make a bracha on the wine, v'achar kach mevarech al mazon. Then you'll do birchas mazon. So my love. Is it not the mevarech ilaveh that you bake a brach on the wine, v'shatilei, and then you drink it, and so you don't, so you'll drink that cup of wine, and then you won't have a cup of wine for benching? He says, lo, the mevarech ilaveh umanachle. No, he'll make a bracha on it, and then he won't drink it, and then he'll bench, we think, and then he'll drink it after the benching. That'll be the way it go. He says, "Vahamar mar hamavarech tzirish yitom." But there's a statement that the mavarech, the one who makes the brach on the wine, has to at least taste the wine. So he says, "The ta'im lay." So he will taste it. So we think he'll make the brach on the wine. He'll taste the wine, and then he'll have the cup of wine for the benching. He says, "Vahamar mar." But we have another statement, "Tamo pekamo." That once I taste the cup of wine, so it turns into a kos pagum. In other words, the kos is not fit anymore to be kos shel bracha. Yeah. This yesterday's daf. In other words, I need to have like it filled up and a fresh, clean cup and filled up with wine. That's the cup that's appropriate for benching. So the Gemara says, the time lay biyade, that he tastes it with his hands. So the way the art school said is he pours some wine into his hands and then he'll eat it that way. I was thinking, I would have thought like maybe to stick the finger in and put it that way, but that's the way the art school said it. V'ha'amar mar, koshel bracha tzarashir. He says, now, but still, kosher bracha, I need a shear for the kosher bracha. So he assumes, since he only has one cup of wine, he's got exactly the shear. Now he's going to take some of the wine to taste it, so he won't have the shear, the cup, for the kosher bracha. Now the amount is going to go down. He's got a little bit more than the minimum amount. So let's assume, let's say the minimum amount, just hypothetically, let's say is 5 fluid ounces. So he's got 5.1 fluid ounces. So he's got a little bit more, and then he'll still have the shear. So, but the Braisa says, the Mishnah says, he only has that cup. So it doesn't sound like more. He's got one cup. So the Gemara says, Trey lo have, no, he took two cups he doesn't have. But he's got more than one cup. He says, so far again, it came out from the Braisa above that sounded like that Beit Shammai holds you need a kosher bracha. That's clear. And then we were trying to touch this up with the Mishnah. That the wine comes after the mazon, so Beit Shammai says he make a bracha on the wine first, then he's not going to have a kosher bracha. So the Gemara says that there's a way he can pour up a little bit and he still have a cup. That's, so we were saying that you need a cup. He says Vahatani Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa Beit Shammai re mevarek al yain v'shoteyu v'charka mevarek birkat mazon. So in the brisa, Rabbi Chiya teaches the brisa that Beit Shammai says you make a bracha. It's not talking about Motzei Shabbos. It's just for a meal. The wine came after the main course. You're going to make a bracha on the wine, you drink the cup of wine, and then you'll bench. And then that's it. And no cup for wine. So the Gemara says, El etreit tanai v'libet Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, right. There's two versions about what Beit Shammai holds. So one version is that Beit Shammai does require kosher bracha. That was like the brisa upstairs. They hold that Beit Shammai does require kosher bracha. And there's another version of Beit Shammai that Beit Shammai does not require kosher bracha. All right. Who's the question? Comes to anything we did?
We say you had extra wine. We are able to metaken by putting a little bit of water. Are we talking that it is so limited that if you add a little bit, it's going to become shalchor? Well, otherwise, you can add some water. That is metaken the kliot.
Yeah, I assume whatever it would be, whatever you're going to do, he
matched out.
All right. Let's take a look. Now, the first wide line. All right. Let's go back to the Mishnah now. Nunal from the base. Right. Everybody look back on the Mishnah, Nonal Talmud Beis, 51b, back in the Mishnah. Okay, so we're on the third line in the Mishnah. Third line in the Mishnah, please turn quickly and get it, okay? Beit Shammai rim not limli yadayim v'charkach mozgin in akos. Beit Shammai says, first you do an ansilis yadayim for the Suda, and then you pour the cup of wine, it means you'll drink a cup of wine. In other words, they would have wine before the Suda. So you're going to have wine before the Hamotzi.
So talking about hamotzi?
Right, you're washing the hands for hamotzi, but you're going to drink a cup of wine before you eat the meal for hamotzi. Hillel says that no, you'll pour the cup, you'll drink the cup of wine, bori pir gafim, and then you'll be no tell yadayim. Not a Friday night, a weekday. Then let me just do a few more, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Beit Shammai amrim mekaneichadav b'mapa umenichal shulchan. Beit Shammai holds that you wipe your hands in the napkin and you leave it on the table. Hillel amrim ala keset. Beit Hillel says you leave it on the cushion near your seat. Beit Shammai amrim mekaden rabayi b'karkach not limlidayim. Beit Shammai hold you clean up the house. It means to clean up the surface where you ate. If you ate on the table, you'll clean the table, and then you do mayim achronim. Beit Hillel amrim not limlidayim b'karkach mekaden rabayi. Beit Hillel says no. First you do mayim achronim, and then you clean up the table. Beit Shammai omrim ner umazon b'samim v'havdalah. This is the order according to Beit Shammai. Candle, the mazon b'samim and the havdalah. It means again, we birkas amazon. You have to have, you only have one cup of wine. Beit omrim ner b'samim mazon v'havdalah. Beit Shammai omrim shebaram ma'or ha'esh. Beit Shammai says the bracha on the candle is baram ma'or ha'esh. Beit omrim borei ma'orei ha'esh. All right. Let me do one more. Aim of arkin lo laner v'lo b'samim shel akum. We can't make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos on the candle or the b'samim of goyim. We'll explain why. V'lo laner v'lo b'samim shel meitim, things that are devoted for dead people. V'lo laner v'lo b'samim shel avodah zara. Okay. Aim of arkin laner shi'ot lo ro. You don't make a bracha on the air until you benefit from the light. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Okay. Turn back to the first wide line on Din Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. Beit Shammai omrim v'chulei. So again, in the Mishnah we learned that the second machloket is Beit Shammai says that first you wash your hands, you know, al until you die, then you make the bracha on the gefen, and then you'll do hamotzi. And Beit Hillel says no, first you make the bracha on the gefen, and then you wash your hands on hamotzi. That would be the way they had wine before the mazon. That's the wine before the mazon. So the first wine line upstairs, okay, or downstairs. Beit Shammai and Rimechulei. So Tan Rabbanan. Now this is a little complicated with two mentaros. So you got to bear with it. Be patient, and we'll pause in another 20 lines, okay? Tanu Rabbanan, Beit Shammai Umrim, Not Lim Liyadai, V'Charchach Mos Ginnin HaKos. Beit Shammai says, you wash your hands, and then Mos Ginnin HaKos means you pour the cup, but it means you'll drink the cup of wine. Shematam Omer, Mos Ginnin HaKos Techila, if you would drink the cup first, before you wash your hands, Gizeh Rishami Yitam Mashkin Shachor HaKos, Machmat Yadav. So there's concern like this. His hands, again, this is all Tumah DeRabbanan. Everything we're going to learn, most of the things tonight are Tumah on a DeRabbanan level. So the hands have a Tumah on a DeRabbanan level. Shniot LaTumah. Hands are Shniot LaTumah. If the hands touch, normally when Tumah usually go down, in other words, like something touches the Nabatumah, it's a Rishon Tumah. Sometimes a Rishon is a Shni, Shni Shlishi. So there's an exception to the rule when it comes to Mashkim. So if the hands are Shni LaTumah, and that's also Rabbanan, because the body is all one status, but Chamira goes that a person's hands have a different Shni LaTumah. If a person's hands will touch some of, let's say, the beverage which is outside the cup, he's got a metal cup of wine, and there could be droplets of wine outside the cup. If his hands touch those droplets, so his hands are a sheni. He touches the droplets, they don't become a shlishi, they become a rishon. It's a din de rabbanan that the mashkim that touch any mashkim that touches anything, if the source of tumah could be mitame or pasal tumah or kachim, so it goes up to a tchilo tumah, it goes up to a rishon the tumah. And a lot of these dinim are based on the idea that we don't want people to underestimate the koach of mashkin. In other words, people think mashkin aren't such a high level of tumah, but there's the roke and the mei raglayim of the zav. In other words, the spittle and the urine of a zav, that's an av of tumah. So we want people to always be sensitive to the koach of mashkin. So we're sort of like you know stirring the pot a little bit. So now let's see back in Beit Shammai. So he says, so there's a concern that those mashkim now become a rishon l'tumah, as we said. Now they'll be mitame the kos. And normally rishon can't be mitame a kos, keli, but on the rabbanon level it could be mitame. So now the Gemara is going to explain that Beit Shammai and Amud Beis holds that a person can have a meal where the outside of the cup, again, it's all din de rabbanon because the outside of the cup is only tame one level. That's also din de rabbanon. That Beit Shammai holds that you can't use a kli that shenit mu akor of a mashkin, that the outside became tame with mashkin. It's gzerim shum nitzotza. We're afraid that then during the meal some of the drink will touch the outside of the cup and then become tamei, and then touch his hands and become tamei, and then he'll touch the food and then become tamei. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So he says, maybe the beverages, the wine, will become tamei because of his hands. And now it'll make the kos tamei. So Beit Shammai says, I don't want this whole thing. I want you washing the hands before you drink it. So the Gemara says, why do we need this mashkim? Why can't I say his hands are shniot l'tumah? Why can't they be mitame the kos directly? Why don't we need the mashkim? So he says, yadayim shniot hein. Yadayim are shniot, the second degree of tumah. He says, ve'in sheni osa shlishi b'chulin el idei mashkim. A sheni can't make something tame with chulin except through mashkim. So it means it can't be mitame other ochlim except through mashkim, then the mashkim become a rishon. But even with a keli, so I need, in order for the yadayim to be mitame anything, I need the beverage in the middle to go up to a rishon, and then I'm cooking with fire, so to speak. Okay, so the basic idea is that Beit Shammai is concerned that if I don't wash my hands before I drink, I'm going to run into problems with tumah, which is going to be mitame the outside of the cup. And Beit Shammai holds I can't have a meal that way. That I'll pour the cup, means I'll drink the cup of wine and then I'll wash my hands. Shima told me, "Not lina daim tchila." If you'll say, "I'll wash my hands before I drink the wine," gzeira shemi tam mashkin should be adayim machmad akos. So I'm concerned now, but Hillel doesn't hold from this gzeira that Beit Shammai says that I can't use a kos which is tamei on a drabanan level on the outside for a meal. So Beit Shammai said, "Could you have a kos like that?" So Hillel's concerned that if I wash my hands before I drink the cup, so maybe my hands won't be so dry. I'll have a little bit of a little wet. Bit of, a little wet, and then the wetness will touch the cup, And then it's like reverse. Now the mashkim become a rishon the tumah. Now my hands become a shein in the tumah again. So he says, "Biyasru biyatamu deidayim." And now it'll be the time of my hands. I'll be in trouble. Now Tosfos points out list Tosfos on the bottom Tosfos. Zir shem yitam mashkim shem yidayim of a b'tocha suda lekel meichash. In the middle of the meal, I'm not worried about this. In other words, why am I so what? So let's say I'm washing for bread or whatever. Isn't this going to be like in the dabar sof? I should always have a problem. A person dries his hands thoroughly before he eats bread, is what he's saying. When it comes to drinking, people aren't so careful with drying their hands. Now, back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says three lines in the bottom. What do I need the mashkim? Why can't the kos, which is tami on the outside, be mitami my hands directly? Ain't clean mitami adam. So a person can only get tumah from an abatumah. So Kaili's not an abatumah, so he can't get it. But he says, Why can't the kos is tame, so we mitame the drink that's inside of it? So he says, we're talking about a kli that only the outside of the kli is tame. And again, all these are deemed the rabbanon. The tocho tahor begabo tame. So it's inside is tahor and it's outside is tame. Ditan, because we learn in the Mishnah, quotient muachor abamashkin, if the outside became tame bamashkin, achor ab tameyin, so the outside is tame, toho, on the top line in base of an olive, he says, toho, the inside, ba'ogno, its rim, ba'ozno, it means the handle, it's shaped like an ear, you know, like, he says, viyadav, like the handle, like a straight thing, tohorin, nitma toho, if the toho became tame, nitma kul, the whole thing is tame. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did. Okay, please, I need everybody's attention. So, Beit Shammai holds that first you do the tzitzidayim and then you drink the cup of wine. And that's because they're afraid that
there'll be some liquid outside the cup.
Yeah. So that'll become the liquid outside the cup will become tame because of his hands. If he doesn't wash his hands ahead of time, his hands are shaining the tumah, they'll be tame the mashkim will be
shown.
And right, the mashkim become a rishon tumah, and then it'll be mitame the cup, the outside of the cup, and it'll help. Well, it could be a rishon tumah there. It's all din derabanan, and Beit Shammai holds. And that's the way Rabbi Sobolovsky said. He thought it'd be a rishon tumah the cup, and the outside of the cup, and then Beit Shammai holds for a reason we're going to see in a minute that you're not allowed to have a meal with the outside of the cup, which is tame, and Beit Hillel holds. That we're going to do the washing after the drink the cup, because if I do the washing before I drink the cup, the hands might not be thoroughly dry, and then the kos, the outside of the kos could become tame. The outside of the kos will be mitame the mashkim, and through the mashkim will be mitame the hands, and then he'll be mitame the food during the course of the meal. All right, now let's still back on the Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara
says,
this
inside outside handle? What's that stuff?
Yeah, so we're saying that when it comes to tumah derabanan, so the way the chamim were mitaking it, so the outside of the keli could become tame without the inside of the keli. That's again all on a derabanan level.
Okay,
they were mechalic that way. That's what he's saying. So could the outside,
the
inside could be tahor and the outside could be tame. Now, if it's tame on the inside, the whole thing is tame. Okay, and there is like such a distinction on a deraisa level by kli cheres. We're not talking about kli cheres here, but kli cheres is only mitame mitocho.
Right.
Okay, so now the Gemara says on the second line from the top on Amud Beis, and I got to keep moving. But my kibbutzli, what's the point of dispute between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai? So getting to the essence of the machloket, Beit Shammai savri esrul shtemish beklishin muachor abamashkin. Beit Shammai holds that I can't use a keli, a cup, that the outside of the cup it became tame. He says, "Gzeirim shum nitzotot," because I'm afraid that during the meal, if I would use such a keli, I have to be afraid that during the course of the meal, some droplets of the liquid of the beverage, in this case the wine, will land up on the outside of the cup. Then that liquid will then become a rishon the tumah, and then it'll be mitame the person's hands, even though he washed for the meal, and now his hands will become tame. He says, "Veleka lemigzar shum nitamu mashkim shibedayim bekos," and Beit Shammai is not concerned for what Beit Hillel said. Beit Hillel said
that you might not dry your hand.
Beit Hillel said that
you might not dry your hand.
Well, 1 minute. Beit Hillel said that if I would tell him to wash the hands first, I have to be concerned that the mashkin should be dying machmanakos. Right. That the liquid on his hands become tame because of the kos. He says, I'm not worried about that, because Beit Shammai holds that the kos is always tahor. He says, Ubed Hill Savri, Mutar Lishtoish Beklishitz Mulachor of Mashkin. Beit Hill holds I could use a cup that's tame on the outside for a meal. Amri, they said, Nitzotzot Lo Shchichi. That it's very uncommon to have the liquid, sprinkle outside. As a result of that, so I am concerned that the wet hands become tummy because of the kos. In addition to which, take after the daim suda. Immediately following his daim, I need the suda. So my davar acher. Why do I have a davar acher for Beit Hillel? Haki kamer hu Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. This is what Beit Hillel is saying to Beit Shammai. Ledid hu. According to you, Beit Shammai, the mitu asur l'shtamish bekli shachurav tameim. You say that you're not allowed to use for a meal a keli who's outside his tamei on a drabanan level, because rina mishum nitzotot, because we're afraid that there'll be like spattering of the beverage on the outside. Side, and that would become tame. Afilu haki, notwithstanding that rationale, ha'adifa t'kefa t'filik daim suda. We still think, notwithstanding your rationale, you should still hold that the t'filik daim should be afterwards, because there's another concern, take efa t'filik daim suda, that the t'filik daim should be right before hamotzi. And so that's another reason why we think you're not right. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, now
we have. Is this the question when they do netilah? Some people come and they dry the handles of the vessel of the.
So is that before they use it to wash or after they use it to wash?
They do that at the time of netilah the daim and they
before,
come.
Before.
I know one of my rebbeim, and I think he was a talmid of the Chazon Ish. So he would always be medakdek to
before
he would do netilah yadayim, he was medakdek to dry the hands thoroughly and then do netilah yadayim, then dry the hands again. Somehow it works out.
Sometimes it's
something with the tumah and the tara with the whole thing with that. But I think that's the way that goes. Okay, let's see further back in the Gemara. Now we said there was another machloket between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai about where you put the napkin. You have a napkin, so Beit Hillel says you're going to dry your hands in the napkin, using that as your towel. So the napkin is doubling over as a towel and as a napkin for the food during the meal. So in the Mishnah, we did it a little while ago, Beit Shammai says you leave the napkin on the table, and Beit Hillel says you put it on the keset. The keset is the cushion on your seat. Okay, all right. So we have to find out what the machloket is with this.
But this is the napkin you use to dry your hands.
Right, 100% correct. Beit Shammai umri mekanech v'chulei. So Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Beit Shammai umri mekanech edab ma'apa manichal shulchan. Beit Shammai says, you dry your hands on the napkin and leave it on the table. Shima ta umir ala keset. If you'll tell me, if I say to leave it on the cushion, which is the other choice, gzeir shami tamu mashkin shiva ma'apa machman keset. In other words, now the ma'apa is like wet. The ma'apa has dampness in it. So I have to be concerned that the keset, that the cushion is itself tame, and then that will be mitame the mashkim in the mapa. Biasru vitamu reidaim. Then when you wipe your hands during the meal, your hands will become tame. In other words, your hands were shein tumah, you wash them, so you may have to touch the food. In other words, it's like a srach truma. We're afraid like for a truma. So now, if you dry your hands in the napkin, so the napkin is wet. Now you'll put it on the keset. The keset could be a shein of the tumah. So now it'll touch the moisture. So now that moisture becomes a rishon of the tumah. Then you're going to wipe your schmutzy hands on the napkin, and then your hands will become tame. Now your hands will be back as a shein of the tumah. That's the whole reason we told you to wash, that it didn't want it to be a shein of the tumah. Now it's back as a shein of the tumah. He says, so the Gemara says, V'nitamye keset l'mapa. So why do I need this thing with the damp napkin, the whole thing? Let's leave out the dampness with it. Let's say, why can't I just say that the cushion will be mitame the napkin? Ein kli mitame kli. One kli cannot be mitame another kli, but if it's got mashkim, it could. V'nitamye keset l'gavra gufa. Why do I need this whole thing with a napkin? Why don't I say if I have a Tommy cushion will be mitami the person. Ain't kli mitami adam. A kli is not mitami adam. In other words, an adam can only get tuma from an ava tuma, normally an ava tuma. He says, uvehil omrim, so that's Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai says, we don't want you to leave the wet napkin on the cushion because it's going to lead to all sorts of problems.
Don't put it on the table.
No, no. Beit Shammai says leave it on the table because they don't want you to put it on the cushion, right?
Right, right.
Okay? He says, manich al, because if I tell it to put it on the cushion, then you're going to have two left and right.
Put it on the table.
Okay. Ubehil omrim al keset. Behil says you should leave it on the cushion. Shima tell me al shulchan, because if you say I should leave it on the table, gzeir shami tamashin shemach mach al shulchan. Maybe the shulchan will have, be tameh. The shulchan itself, the table itself will be tameh, ashay the tuma, and give tuma to the moisture in the napkin, become a rishon the tuma, biyachshu bitamu with ochlim, and then it'll be mitameh the ochlim, the food that's on the table. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, but tell me shulchan the ochlim shabatoko. So why can't, what do I need this napkin? Is this, the shulchan is tamei? Can't it just be mitamei the ochel? Hakav shulchan sheni askinim. We're talking about a shulchan which is only a sheni of the tuma. Vein sheni of seshlishi bechulin el yidei mashkim. So the sheni, if I'm starting off with the sheni is not going to be mitamei ochlin which are chulin, which we're talking about. But with mashkin, it could, because the mashkin go back to rishon, and then it could be mitamei the ochlin. So, b'may kemifli, what's the point of dispute now between Behil Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai Savri, Asur l'shtamesh b'shulchan sheni? Beit Shammai hold, you're not allowed to have a meal on a table, which is a shame of the truma. Gzer mishum oklei of truma. That's a gzer because of oklei truma. In other words, a person who has truma, his truma could be shlishi. So, a shlishi would be susceptible to truma from a table, which is a sheni. So, Beit Shammai holds, nobody can have a meal on a sheni because of the oklei truma. So that being the case, so Beit Shammai, it's like similar to the machlok we had before, where Beit Shammai says you can't have a meal with the outside of the cup, which is tamei. So as a result of that, they have different tinim. So here, the Beit Shammai is saying you can't have any meal on the table, which is tamei. So don't leave the napa on the cushion, where the cushion could become tamei. Leave it on the table. That's a more safer place for it. He says, Ubeit Hillel Savri, Ben Hillel holds, Mutel Shtamish for Shulchan Sheni. You could use a Shulchan, which is a Sheni. Oakley Truma's reason made, because the people who eat Truma, i.e. the Kohanim, they're very careful, and they won't eat on a table like that. Now, Davar Acher, in addition to which, Ein Netil Yadayim L'Chulin Min HaTorah. There's no Netil Yadayim for Chulin Min HaTorah. In other words, there's no reason Min HaTorah to wash hands for Chulin. Mm-hmm. So my Davar Acher, why do we need this Davar Acher? This is what Beit Hillel is saying to Beit Shammai. The Chi Temru, maybe you'll say to us, Maishna Gabi Ochlin the Chashinan, Maishna Gabi Yadayim Lo Chashinan. In other words, it comes out according to Beit Hillel, the table could be a shade of the Tumah, and the Keset could be a shade of the Tumah. So notwithstanding all the foregoing, Beit Hillel says, don't leave the wet napkin on the table, because the... because maybe the table will be mitame the wet napkin, and then the wet napkin will be mitame the ochlin. I don't want that to happen, but I could leave the wet napkin on the keset, and there I'm not concerned that it'll be mitame the yadayim. So why is it I'm concerned for one thing, not concerned for the other? He says, "Maishal gabi yadayim the lo chayshinan." In other words, how come by the food with the table with the napkin I'm worried, according to Ben Hillel, but with the napkin, with napkin, the cushion and the hands, I'm not worried about that. As between those two choices, because the napkin's got to go somewhere, it's more preferable to leave the napkin on the cushion than to leave it on the table. Because there's no din of netil yadayim for chulin min haTorah, and I'm only eating chulin. Mutav shitam yadayim delait lo ikar midoraita. So they're both bad scenarios, but as between those two scenarios, more preferable that my hands should become tamei on a drabanan level. He says v'al yitamu ochlin, and as opposed to the food becoming tamei on a drabanan level, de'ilu ikar midoraita. In other words, the food becoming tamei has a basis in the Torah, not under the scenario, but there is like a basis for it in the Torah. So I want to avoid that. So if one of them I have to do, so the idea that my hand should become tamei at the rabbanon level, that's more preferable than the food should become tamei at the rabbanon level. All right. What, I got to go over?
Yeah.
30 seconds, then we got to go. Okay, now, so we said that there's a machloket between Behil Beit Shammai about the napkin. Where do I leave my wet napkin after I wipe my hands? Right. Now when I have this wet napkin after I dry my hands, most likely I'm going to clean my schmutzy fingers during the meal from the wet napkin. So Beit Shammai holds that I'm not allowed to eat on a tamei table. I can't have any meal on a tamei table. So the table is not a tamei thing. The keset, the cushion, everybody agrees could become tamei. So the keset could be a shein of the tumah. So Beit Shammai says, don't leave wet napkin on the cushion, because then the cushion will be metame the moisture that's in the napkin. Then the napkin, then the napkin will be metame my yadayim. Then when I wipe my hands on the napkin, my hands will become tame, and then we don't want to avoid it. That's
put it on the table.
Just leave it on the table. Beit Hillel says, don't leave it on the table, leave it on the cushion. If I leave it on the table could become, it could be tame. They don't hold from that whole gezeirah but not having a shame of the tumah of the table. So the table could become tame. Then if I leave the wet napkin on the table, so the wet napkin will become tame, and the wet napkin could be metame the ochlin. That's bad news. So then the only thing is, though, so according to Beit Hillel, it's like between a rock and a hard place. I can leave the wet napkin on the cushion, which is tame, or I can leave it on the table, which is tame. So the Gemara says, you're right, but as between those two, I'd much prefer that it be on the cushion as opposed to the table, because when I leave it on the table, I'm talking about Tumat Oakland. And even though this is Tumat at the Rabbanon level, still, but there is an idea of Tumat Oakland on a Deraisa level. Whereas I leave it on the cushion, then the only thing is Tumat Yadayim. Tumat Yadayim is totally Durabanon. There's no Ikar Minotaur whatsoever with that, so I'd prefer that. Okay, I got to run. We have very little time. We only have 7 minutes. Now let's go. Alright, the first very wide line, medium wide line on Nun Base and Base. Bitchamim Rimakabdi Mahuli. Now, this is my cloak between Bitcham and Hillel. With Mayim Achronim. So Beit Shammai says, first I clean off the table, and then I do Mayim Achronim. And Hillel says, first I do Mayim Achronim, and then I clean off the table. Okay? So Beit Shammai Mechabdin Mechulei. So Ten Rabbanon, Beit Shammai Mechabdin Rabbaye, Bekarcha, I don't leave the dime. But it's Mechabdin Rabbaye, means if you're eating on the floor, it's the floor. If it's on the table. He says, you clean off the table, and then you do Mayim Achronim. Shema tell me, don't leave the dime, Tchila, but I tell you, do Mayim Achronim first. Nimes Tamaf sit in Oakland. You're going to, like this food, piece of food is still on the table. You'll be swatching around with the Mayim Achronim, you'll end up destroying the food. Food. We don't want that to
clean
be
clean it and then
right. Aval the tilly, now this, these words the Bach takes out, other people take it out. Aval the tilly time the Beit Shammai tchila lo sfira lahu. The Shammai doesn't hold to do the Mayim Achronim first. My tam mishum peirurin. Same thing we said before, because of the pieces of bread that are there. Ubeit Hillel omrim im shamash tamid chachamu. Ubeit Hillel says, if the shamash, if the waiter is a tamid chacham, no tail peirurin sheish ben kizayit. He'll take away the large pieces first. Ubeit peirurin sheish ben kizayit, and then he'll leave the small ones. So b'meila,
you don't have anything to worry about.
Right, so you could do the Mayim Achronim. Messiah Leila Rabbi Yochanan, the sports Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Peruin Shemim Kazayat, Mutar La Abdan Biyad. That if it's less than a Kazayat, you could destroy it. But my Kamiflagi, what's the point of dispute then between Behil and Shammai? Behil Savri is Shulish Tamish Meshaman Am Shama Aretz. Behil says, you're not allowed to have a Shamish who's an Am Aretz, you know, waiting on your table. So that being the case, so he's not an Am Aretz, he's Taman Chacham, so he'll know to take away the big pieces of bread, and then he can bring out the Mayim Achronim. Shammai says, I can use the Nama Aretz as a Shamash. Amr Biyosi Bar Chanin Amr Rav Huna Bekula Pirkin Alakya Beit Hillel Bar Meha. He says, the whole Perek, the Alakha is like Beit Hillel, except for this Alakha, the Alakha is Beit Shammai, meaning that first you clean off the table, then you do my Machronim. Rav Oshi Amani Yipcha. Rav Oshi learns the opposite of Hanami Halakha Beit Hillel. Means Rav Oshi says, that's what we said in the Mishnah was Beit Shammai is really Beit Hillel. That's what we said in the Mishnah was Beit Hillel is really Beit Shammai. So that being the case, it really comes out that Beit Hillel is the one who says that you clean off the table and then you do my machronim. If that's the case, so the luck is also like Beis Hillel here, and it would come out that Beis Hillel says you can use the Nama Aretz for the Shamish. Okay? Now, Beit Shammai Nerimazon Bechulei. Now, we had another machlokin in the Mishnah where Beit Shammai said the order on a Motzei Shabbos, if you don't have a lot of wine, is Ner Umazon. You're going to make a brach on the Ner, then the bench, then on the Besamim, then the Havdalah. The key is Ner and then Besamim. Ner Umazon, Besamim, Havdalah. Beit Hillel says Ner Umazon, Mazon, Havdalah. Now let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, Bechamarim Ner Umazon, Bechulei. So Rav Huda Bar Yehuda, Ikla the Bei Rava. Rav Huda Bar Yehuda came to the house of Rava. He saw him saying Abdallah, and he made the bracha on the Basamim first, which is the way we do it. He says, Amalei, he said, Michti, Beit Shammai Hillel, Amar lo pligi. When it comes to the order between the Ner and the Basamim, there's no machloket. The Tanya, it should be Dina, because we learned in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai Rim Ner Umazon Basamim Abdallah. But the key is Ner and then Basamim. We don't Rim Ner Ubasamim Mazon Abdallah. So there's a machloka where the benching goes, but everybody agrees it's near Besamim. So Ani Rava Batre, so Rava responded to him, Zudibre Rameir. That's, yeah, the Mishnah, that's Rameir's version of the machloket. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is what we had on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Nechku Bechamet Hilalamazon Shu Bechila, Val Abdallah Shibasof, that they both agree benching is first and then Abdallah at the end. Amal Nechku Alama or Viala Besamim. Holds first you make the bracha on the candle, then you make the bracha on the besamim. So Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody's knowing like Beit Hillel within Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beit Hillel, which is besamim and then the ma'or near. Okay, now another machlok of the Mishnah was what bracha do I make on the candle? So in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai said shebara ma'or ha'esh. So the two differences, bara is like the past tense, and ma'or is singular. And Mehil says, borei ma'orei ha'esh, the present and multiple flames. Okay, this is back in the Gemara. The second wide line. So, Beit Shammai omrim shebarava chulei, ama rava, bebara kuli amalo pligi debara mashma. So, Rava says, when it comes to the word bara, everybody agrees that's the past tense. He says, ki pligi beborei. But there's a machloket about the word borei. He says, Beit Shammai savri borei da'ati lamivra. That borei means, and he will continue to create in the future. In other words, the present tense, he's creating and creating and will continue to create. Ubehil Savri, Borei Nami Debara Mashma. Behil holds, no, Borei is also in the past. We want a bracha that's in the past. Shebara Morei Ha'esh, it's referring back to the time, the first Motzei Shabbos, where Adam Rishon took two stones and he created fire, and that's where you want to, like, make the bracha for it. So Mativ Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef poses a kasha against what